armory, I guess, for an hour, visits for an hour at a time.
Yeah, he told me in his letter, too.
And he put some, he's got the city to donate some snack money at the armory, which is nice. But, you know, in terms of weighing in on the basic question, you know, of decriminalizing sleep somewhere for homeless people, he's just not there. I mean,
yeah.
Less so even than Sugar and Crone. Sugar and Crone actually voted in favor of, you know, some amendments last year that would have allowed that. Fitzmaurice voted with Byers, Rotkin, Hernandez, and Matthews. So, unless he's changed his position.
Yeah,
which
well,
we
I don't know.
Hope.
I just thought I'd tell you that I did get an answer from him, and I thought it was a good sign that he thanked me for my advice. Also, I want to tell you, I wrote a letter to President Clinton about it, too.
I'm sure that the president will immediately fly out and do something. Maybe he'll
cluster
bombs on the city
before,
council.
I've written to him before, and he did answer me.
Mm-hmm.
But it could be because it was something that was popular with him. I don't know. And I asked him to make it a national law to decriminalize homelessness so that nobody can weasel out of it saying that the next guy isn't doing it and we don't want to do it.
That's a great idea.
You know, this way, across the board, nobody can do it. Nobody can say, get up, you can't sleep. For the single action of just sleeping, I mean, if you're in a doorway, if you're, you know, if you're in somebody's doorway, they still have the right to call, you know. But I mean, if you're off to the side, if you're buried in bushes somewhere, that they don't come after you with dogs, which I've seen happen.
Well, I know that the safe zones issue came up at the Homeless Issues Task Force subcommittee last Thursday. There are two more subcommittees meeting. One's the Services Subcommittee, the 18th at 4 p.m. at Page Smith House, and the other is the Outreach and Advocacy, meets on the 20th at 3:30 p.m. at the Downtown Association headquarters across from the Coffee Roasting Company on Pacific. And if you miss all this, you can try calling the Huff line. They'll give you the information
okay.
on this at 423 Huff callers, anybody listening. The Homeless Issues Task Force has to stand up strong immediately and make demands that the City Council act on this issue. It has to pass a resolution at its next meeting to that effect. I believe it's actually having a meeting. I think it's either this, it's either tomorrow or a week from tomorrow. Maybe my producer can weigh in on that.
On the 18th? Does that sound right?
It could be on, yeah, the 18th is
the council meetings, yeah.
Well, let's see, it's the, that's the city council meeting is in
yeah.
2 days, and it may also be the Homeless Issues Task Force on the 17th, but I think it's either I think it's actually the 25th. Let's see, 17th, the 24th, I'm not sure. Again, call 423-HUFF for more details on that. But what we really need to do is get the Homeless Issues Task Force to stand up as a body and say, we give you this new emergency resolution, here are the safe zones. Unfortunately, many members of the Homeless Issues Task Force want to use the slow lobbying approach, and I think that, unfortunately, the lobbying approach is not working.
No, it's not working.
Yeah.
That's what they want them to do. The city council wants to just keep telling them that isn't good enough and know this and know that because nothing is going to please them because they don't want to do anything.
Yeah, I think it's only public embarrassment that actually gets them off the dime.
And a nice lawsuit. I know.
That's a real public embarrassment.
You know, unfortunately,
yeah.
Robert, we have come to a day and age where people that we previously grew up looking to for respect are people that don't do what they should be doing unless they're sued into doing it.
It's true.
Even our own Medi-Cal, this Emmeline, my gosh, I've had 3 hearings, and I'm probably going to have another 3. I just got granted another rehearing on something else, all on things that they should be doing, but they have to be told by a judge. If they're not told by a judge, and down to the wording, they won't go one word off, and they try to chisel you out of what the judge said, and maybe you didn't catch that, and maybe we've worn you out enough, and you won't say anything about it. And I believe our city council is the same.
I think you're right. Eleanor, I'm going to move on to the next caller because we're, you know,
yes.
But I mean, you've been giving us lots of good information, and stay tuned and stay near the phone if you got more you want to say.
Oh, thank you so much, Robert. Thanks for doing the show.
All right.
Bye.